Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, now I do think you go for it here. You don't kick the field goal with the field position and all that, but I would love if the game was a little bit different.
I mean, this is a healthy yard.
Excuse me. Let's see if the Cowboys let this thing run down and then take a timeout and bring him out. Aubrey.
1 second to snap. Look at that. They took a delay of game.
Delay of game. Oh. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Fourth down.
Okay, well, he must have been the punt unit he was bringing up over there, John Fossil.
That's so interesting.
It's more than interesting, yeah. Brad. Just say it. Just say what you may have probably been saying off mic. Star up, star down here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby as the Cowboys thankfully lose and fall to 7-10. I will tell you where they're picking coming up here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. And shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. Hopefully you are staying warm and you did winterize. What the heck was that? 4th and 1, basically midfield, Washington 47-yard line with 3:25 left. Take a delay of game penalty to go ahead and punt the ball back to Marcus Mariota for the game-winning score.
It's the decision of a coach who believes he's staying already, I guess. Like, what do you do? What do you do? Or who genuinely took it to mean this game meant nothing to
Broadus was
your future.
Dumbfounded in the post, as he should be.
There's no justification for it, unless you are just saying, I'm back next year and I want a better draft pick. Or if you say they're really not going to make the decision based off this. It is such a Jason. You remember Jason Garrett in Houston. It was 2018. They went to overtime against Houston. They had a 4th and 1. They decided to punt it. And then Houston goes down the field, scores, and wins that game in overtime. And Jason Garrett in postgame gets asked, they say, you didn't go for it on 4th and 1? And he replied, well, it was a long one. And everybody's like, are you kidding me? That's what you, you instead of just justifying it, you go like, well, it was really 2. Like, it felt very much like that Jason Garrett, ultra conservative, ultra tight. Well, I mean, it's a long one. It's not just one. It's 4th and almost 2. And that's a different question.
Lance's legs out there. You have Hunter Lipke, who had gotten some run. You had, I thought, a nice day on the ground, whether it be Rico or Deuce Vaughn.
You also have nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah. Look, the thought process, I understand. I just disagree with it in general. The thought process is against a bad quarterback, you play the field position game. Against a good if you're playing Mahomes, you go for it. You don't want to give him the ball back. Against a bad quarterback, you're like, make him go 90 yards. He'll never do it. I get that. In that situation, though.
But again, flow of the game, I have to point out, Marcus Mariota played better than Jaden Daniels.
They had not stopped Mariota.
Absolutely.
Like, Mariota was the reason they won.
1,000%. Yeah, this is a classic odds thing that the analytics department says, like, look, if it gets a bad quarterback, play the field position game. Don't be risky. Against a good quarterback, you actually want to be risky. You don't care if you give Mahomes the ball at the 50. He can score for the 50 or the 20. Make a guy like Mariota beat you from 80 yards. I get that. But you have nothing to lose, A. You've got a mobile quarterback. You know, you could get it. It's a yard. Like, you know, it's at midfield. And, like,
I would also like to
go. So there's no reason not to.
I would also like to go back, and we got the perfect show for it. You guys are, you know, book report research studs. I'd like to see the percentage of, like, three-minute drives at the end of games, because I feel like it has definitely gone up in terms of effectiveness with the prevent defense that allow you to get in the range. I remember, you know, for years you've been saying, you know, you just have to assume you can go ahead and get the ball back with a minute left. Certain things are overrated. The defense is going to go ahead and back up. They're going to give you space. I'd be curious this year, the final three-minute drives, to see whether they have a higher effectiveness rate compared to years past, because it feels like it has. But it dumbfounding. It makes no sense. I'm happy Mike did it, because it led to a loss and a better draft pick, but that was dumb.
Had they won that game, they would have gone to the 15th pick.
Oh.
So now they're at what, 12?
12, which there's a lot of people who think there's about 12 first round grades this year in the draft. So I mean, you might be right on the edge of that. Here's the other thing. I think there's a good chance that they looked at this and said 4th and 1. We should just punt it because Jake Ferguson's probably going to get penalized anyway if he's on the field.
Let's take it to Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown Royal, proud whiskey sponsor of the NFL. It was a fitting final interview we had with Jerry Jones on Tuesday with the phone issues, and this was a fitting final game for Jake Ferguson's season.
What a just disappointing year from Jake Ferguson. And I get a lot of this was thrown off by
3 penalties.
The quarterback that he had such a good chemistry with ended up going down. Okay, and if you look, the numbers definitely, nobody was probably impacted more by Dak going down than Ferguson. His numbers just plummeted when the backup quarterbacks came, and he doesn't have the same sort of...
Yeah, but if anything, right, that number one safety valve for your backup quarterback should always and still be the tight end.
You would normally think so. It's bizarre how much his targets seem to go. I mean, yesterday, he got his first catch in like the third quarter. And a couple weeks ago, it was against Philly. It was like the third quarter. And so he does not have that same sort of chemistry with them. But he was bad in this one. And he had those 3 penalties. It felt like 8. And there was did you see on the 3rd penalty, Lunda Wells, the tight end coach, who never is seen just barking at guys, is all in Jake Ferguson's ear. And when Hanson Yang, one of the Cowboys' assistant athletic trainers, comes over and tries to give him a water bottle, you see Ferguson like swipe his arm out of there, like, get the hat out of my face. I don't want that. And so Ferguson did not seem locked in yesterday. That seemed like a distracted football player. So he definitely gets a star down, not only for this game, but probably for this season.
Yes.
He just was not good enough this season.
11 penalties in all, by the way, for 86 yards, 5 false starts as a team. Perfect ending for McCarthy. To the regular season, may not be the end for McCarthy. Chop, where are you going on Trey Lance?
I'm going to go a general star up. There were some things that were very Trey Lancey, but I mean, at the end of the day, he made some throws that looked like he could not have made those in the preseason. Most of those were early in the game, and they figured
nice opening drive.
Very nice opening drive. I used his legs a little bit, semi-effectively. Then there was like the red zone passes were just that one that he threw in the dirt. I mean,
that would have been his first touchdown pass in 3 years.
It was a Dowdle. He had Dowdle wide open and he underthrew him by about 11 feet. But I think generally I was more pleased than displeased with Trey.
I agree with you. I wouldn't give a star up. I would probably just leave it incomplete, but a lot of this is different, different, fun. What does he have? You could definitely see the arm strength. Like, he makes some throws where it's like, okay, Cooper Rush is not capable of that. And then you see him going high and sailing the ball out of bounds and not even giving guys a chance. You saw it all pretty much together yesterday.
We saw this in camp. We saw this in the preseason. Like, he looks the part. Like, he's one of those guys. He's tall. He's got a good frame. Ball leaves his hands well. He doesn't know where the hell it's going. You know, I mean, so like generally I was like, all right, you know, I was more happy than unhappy with Trey. It's a lot of work.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's got a lot of work to go.
Most first quarter yards of his career. Of course, we broke the news here on the show that he would go ahead and be getting the start.
I saw that wink emoji on Friday. I knew what that meant. I had an understanding.
What'd you think of Lance?
It was fine. I think a lot of this gets skewed.
You were expecting worse, probably, right?
Yeah. I mean, I expected him to turn the ball over. It was better in that sense. First drive, he hits a couple of, hits a couple of throws that pick him up some chunk yardage. They move down the field. I think outside of that first drive, when he steps out there and does a couple different things outside the pocket, it looked remarkably similar to what you would expect from Trey Lance. Other than, like I said, turnovers weren't there, but skipping throws, sailing throws, just the ball it's never accurate with him. Even when he hits guys, it's almost never accurate. Broadus brought it up in the post game, and I think it was a good way to say it. It's like he doesn't know who he's throwing to. He doesn't know, all right, Cooks, you're 3 inches shorter than the last guy I threw it to. It's like he has no ability to measure things and tailor them for whoever he's throwing the ball to.
Trey on how he prepared and when he found out he was starting.
Yeah, I think, as a backup quarterback life, you prepare the way like you're going to play. I found out pretty early in the week. But obviously was excited for the opportunity.
Cowboy fans are not buying this next response at all. I thought it was just more questioning of Jerry Jones as the general manager. No, Tolos are like, don't buy that. Don't let him off the hook for incompetence. Pat Doney asked Jerry the big question. Did Cooper Rush's bonus, by the way, this got lowered from a $500,000 bonus to $250,000 if Cooper Rush basically played this entire game. Did Cooper Rush's bonus play a factor here, make you look cheap, and cause you to start and play Trey?
I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know about it until I read about it. So nothing at all. Those incentives are in there for the team. And we put them in there so that if someone is, in his case, as a backup quarterback, has to play, they've got the financial incentives, but they're usually put in there because of people representing him, and they should be. So he did really earn some pretty serious incentives this year.
My first reaction is that's kind of incompetent. You don't know. I didn't listen to all of KMC with Jerry on Friday. I don't know if they brought it up to him. We brought it up to McCarthy on Friday. Yeah. Like, how do you deal with the incentives?
I have no idea. Never heard of those.
Everyone knew about Mike Evans' incentives, but Tolos are not buying it. They're like, no, Cooper Rush was done dirty. This was messed up. This was screwed up. How do you feel about that? Because you're always a big guy of, all right, you're sending messages to players around the rest of the league. If there's going to be a tipping point in a decision, the Cowboys may keep you off the field to keep the money.
I don't buy that he didn't know about it until he was told about it. Like,
he read about it.
I do buy that he didn't, he may not have known about it. Like, he doesn't, like, go look at everybody's contract every week, right? But somebody, his agent, whatever.
I would think someone handed a sheet. You know, like, Twitter made a sheet of the incentives for the week.
When was this written about? Thursday? Something like that? I don't buy that this wasn't discussed before Thursday.
Do you think that Trey played because of this? Did the Cowboys just want to keep the $250,000?
I'm sure it.
I told you though that they had an out. They had an out. I don't care. By the way, it makes it better that it's $250,000 than $500,000. But if anything, I'm mad that Trey Lance didn't play more before this.
No, I don't. Because like a...
You don't what?
I don't think it's the reason he didn't play ultimately. Because like I say, 45% of the snaps got him $250,000. They wanted to be really cheap over $250,000. Play Trey... That nobody would have cared if they said we're playing Trey Lance the rest of the way. So to me, I don't think it was ultimately the reason. Do I think they had an awareness of it more than they're claiming? Yes. Do I think that it's the reason they played him? No.
I think very, very small chance that that's the reason they played Trey Lance. I think they wanted to just give Trey a chance, see what he has.
I do think they played enough plays yesterday. They had 75. They did play enough that if Cooper Rush would have started the whole game, I think he would have hit it.
Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown Royal, proud whiskey sponsor of the NFL. We'll continue with that. We'll take some of your Cowboy calls if you want at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. But, of course, now the playoffs are set, where the good teams actually get to compete. What are you most excited about when it comes to the matchups? More of that, your Cowboy phone calls. We got a Nelly ticket giveaway as well. Sean, RJ, and Bobby continuing right here on 105.3 The Fam.